This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Can we offer the takbirat now? Yes, no? Yes. What do you think? Yes? Yeah, okay. No, you can. When has the Eid entered? Maghrib. How is that? How is that so? Because the day starts at Maghrib. And it's confirmed that this is the first of what? Shawwal. The first of Shawwal is what? Eid. It's Eid. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about Eid? In the Quran? Huh? Where's our Hufal here? Huh? قبل هذا هذا بعده قبله قبله يريد ومن كان منكم مريضا ومن كان منكم مريضا او على سفر يوم از ذير
يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العده ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.
Hey, hello. So there's the portion of the verse where Allah says Allah wants for you ease and does not want for you harshness. So he just went down the whole, I mean, it's good. I mean, he went down the whole line of the verse of Ramadan. I might as well just go through it. So, the month of Ramadan that the Quran was revealed, and it's a form of guidance and criterion from what Furqan is a form of criterion. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلَيَصُومُ. Whoever witnesses from among you, then fast. شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ. Witnesses the shahr. Shahr is month, meaning you witness the moon. Then they should fast. وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ. Whoever from amongst you is sick or traveling, then their appointed days are other days. And we know what that means, right? If you're sick, then you can make your fast up on these days and the Shawwal, or till the next Ramadan. Or if traveling, and then their appointed days are other days as well. يُرِيدُ اللَّهِ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ. Allah wants for you ease and does not want for you hardship. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ. And to complete the iddah. And the iddah that we know in this subject matter, alhamdulillah, is the iddah of the time period of fasting Ramadan. And from here is interesting, the scholars mentioned there's a difference of opinion that are you considered fasting the whole month if you still have days to make up? Number one. Number two, can you fast the 6 days of Shawwal if you still have days to make up? So say you traveled this month 4 times. And when you traveled, you decided to break your fast. You didn't have to, but you're allowed to. Some would say even recommended to. So you still have 4 days of Ramadan left, right? So some would say you can't fast the 6 days of Shawwal until you complete those 4. And what's their logic behind it? Allah said, well, he took me and to complete the iddah, and you haven't completed the iddah. So this is the logic behind it, just for you to understand the source of the differences of opinion. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and to complete the appointed time frame, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, and to make Allah great upon what He has guided you with. And making Allah great is by doing what? Takbir. So this is where we get the Allahu Akbar, Allahu. It is in the Quran. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. This is how we make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala great upon the completion. So with that being the case, we have entered and we have completed the month of Ramadan as a community. So we say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha, not only here, in your homes. And the companions were narrated, Abu Huraira was narrated to do what? He would say it out in the market. Okay? So if any of you have to stop by Kroger or 7-Eleven, go for it. You know, he would say it in the market. He would say it everywhere. And you get in your car, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Play it at home with your children. Turn the TV on. If you have the Roku, I think, is this Moku, Stoku? Right. You play the Mecca, play it. Let your children see it. Let your family see it. Mention it in the house. Let the house, you know, the children decorate the house. We see the masjid here. Just decorate, you know, and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make Him great in your life. So yes, you can say it after every salawat. You can say it at any time. When do we stop saying it?
No. End of the day. Tomorrow. Before Maghrib. After. I think
Right before they eat salah. Right before they eat salah. The other, the 3 days is for when? Eid al-Adha. Because those are the days of what? The days of what? Tashriq. Right? The 3 days of Tashriq. Those are the days because you have the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th. That those days, if you were making Hajj, you would be in Mina. And you would be throwing the Jamarat on these three, stoning the Jamarat on these 3 or 2 days if you decide to go early. So yes, it is permissible, inshallah, to say takbir from now till the salat. At every moment you think about it, say it out loud. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Just a couple of rulings and ahkam for us to remember. The zakat al-fitr is, with this masjid, is $12 this year?
$10.
And the way that they did, for those of us that don't know, the way they determine the price range is determining how much it would be for a sa'. It'd be two handfuls of dry staple food, which would, some scholars have mentioned, even be a meal for someone. The best way to give zakat is if you were to go yourself to someone that is poor and destitute, and you were to give them food on that, in that particular fashion. That's the best way. So if you know a family, if you know someone, you use $10 or more, $100, $200, this is fine, and you go personally to that person and give it to them. The individual that is an elder and is not allowed to fast, they would pay $10 per day that they didn't fast, or they could pay how much at one time? How much? If they're to, you can pay $10 per day and feed a poor person, or you can feed 30 poor people in one day. So how much would that be? $300. You could pay $300 for a good meal, a good, maybe go to Texas King, right? Texas Queen, I don't know. Any one of these. And you pay $300 for a meal, and then you invite 30 poor people. You invite 30 poor people to a feast, or one day five people, one day six people, whatever the case may be, and you feed them in that fashion. And if you are sick and it's a chronic illness, you fall into the category of the elderly. That is the general ruling in regards to Zakat al-Fitr. Now, this has to be done before what? Before the Salah. Before the Salah. This is very important, because if it's not, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you do it after the salah, it is sadaqatun min as-sadaqat. It is just charity. It is not considered zakat al-fitr. And one can be considered a sin. It could be a sinful practice because you're not to fulfill the zakat. Now with the salat al-eid, we're offering it here at 7:30 a.m. and at 9 a.m. And we will have salat al-jum'ah at 2:30 p.m. inshallah. There will be no 4:30 jum'ah. Okay, so when offering the zakat, the salat al-eid, what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do is he would eat some dates and some water, and then he would leave his home. Now, one thing that he would do is he would come in one way and then leave in another pathway. Okay? The reasoning behind that, Allahu A'lam, that he would leave one way, so he would come in one path and then leave in another path. Okay. Salat al-Eid here, the takbir ought to be starting at 7:15, and the prayer will be offered at 7:30, inshallah ta'ala. As you know, the prayer is first, and then the khutbah is second. It is not obligatory for you to stay for the khutbah, but it's highly recommended. The khutbah will only be about 10 to 15 minutes, inshallah ta'ala. And lastly, it's important for all of you to celebrate on this beautiful, glorious day and to make Allah great in that. So go out with your families, spend time with your families, and have fun with your families, with your children. This is the day when you buy your new garments. This is the day when you celebrate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You celebrate the sharia, you celebrate the deen of Islam, that he has brought us this far. Throughout what we have experienced through COVID, through the weather, etc., and he has brought us this far to celebrate and praise him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those are the general ahkam and rulings regarding Eid, just primarily right now for you to remember to give your zakat al-fitr before the actual prayer, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all. Barakallahu fikum. No, Jazakallah khair.
And if I cannot pray Jum'ah, can I make it for Rak'ah as a Dhuhr?
Yes. Did you understand this question?
Yes. Did you explain more in what I
can do? Now, the Eid can suffice on Yom al-Jum'ah, number one. And number two, if you don't offer Jum'ah and you miss Jum'ah, you can make four Rak'ahs for Dhuhr. It's just Dhuhr. Dhuhr Salah. Dhuhr Salah, inshallah. Any other questions? Any other questions? Regarding fitr, zakat al-fitr, raise your hand.
No,
sure.
Same thing.
I said,
do we have to pray Jum'ah?
other questions? No other questions regarding Eid, Ramadan, Zakat, Hajj? Okay. Jazakum Allah khair, hayakum Allah, Eid Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.